between the Libra full moon and Easter morning. We are looking for the magic. You know, those moments where you're being raptured and all of a sudden find yourself in the vastness of oneness and unity. Listen. Feel. Within and without, no distinction. There is a space in which you live sometimes, which tells you about the complexity and harmony of the whole. You live in that space each and every time you break through the veil of your mental world to find yourself in another world. That is, in the same world, but in another version of it, or another dimension. Often you will access that space, that void, that hole, which is not a paradox, a void and a hole. You will access that space inadvertently, all of a sudden. But right now, it will become still enough to make yourself available for it. So you can choose to go and visit it and dwell in it. What does it mean? You know, the mystery of twilight, the in-between state when you're about to fall asleep. These moments are close to what you are actually looking for now. It's as if you were here and now, but in a different way. As if you had attuned your instrument to another key, to another note. So once you are attuned to that different frequency, which is a higher one, the entire world within and around begins to make sense. And a lot of the preconceived ideas or received ideas you have and carry in your mind become obsolete make no sense anymore. And dissolve. They vanish. So, there we are. There you are. Diving faithfully in the stillness of your being. That human self that you are now. Living on planet Earth, because the mystery of our incarnation this time is to live on planet Earth, embodying our multidimensional being fully. This has never been done before on planet Earth. Hence the diving. You have to let yourself go deeper and deeper into this matter that is dense and that for a long time thought was too dense for us. So dense that we could hardly move, feel, be. And now we realize that it's precisely in that densest matter that we want to nest, because the moment we do that, it transmutes and become something extremely malleable, permeable to the radiance of our spiritual self. And that material being will start expressing and manifesting in many different shapes and forms. The uniqueness, the singularity of our being, and thereby contribute to the magnificence of the world we live in. How will this happen? Your eternal being is perfectly attuned with the planet Earth. No dissonance, no discrepancy. The highest frequencies you can hold are already being held by the planet that hosts you. And the extraordinary attempt humanity is completing now is to come and live on Earth according to the laws of nature in the frequencies of that beautiful planet. We are reaching the tipping point now. We are able to live on Earth, bringing down all dimensions of our being. This has been prepared for millennia, not just a few decades. It's an experiment. It's an entirely new experience for a human being. It's truly magical, magnificent, and blissful. If you become very still, quiet, silent within, you will recognize that because you know it. It's not a program, it's not something that is being inserted in you that makes you do things. It's part of your essence. It's part of your true self. It's more the longing for that true self that you will feel when you recognize that, yeah, sure, that's what I've always been longing for. But now, feel. You will feel it in your very cells, in your body. That there is no need for longing anymore because you are there where you belong. There's nowhere else to go. There's no need for a quest or a journey. Seeking is not needed anymore. You are where you need to be, and this is where you will fully embody the purest version of your love on the planet. This is so precious for the world, and this is so divinely timed. Your eternal self has become mature. Not the self. You have become mature enough to embody your eternal self, and you feel that you are ready, almost ready. That's why the past few days have been a little bit up in the air, like suspended. Like when you hold your breath, or when you are in awe and gasping for air. Almost ready. We are all almost ready to embrace oneness, wholeness, within our themselves as a small system, as part of the community. And also as a member of humanity. You can sit and just be here now. Feel the powerful, amazing presence of all those others, fellow human beings. Feel like you are almost ready. In fact, we are actually ready. But because we have adopted that human form, because we have a body and a heart and a mind and a consciousness on this planet, we experience emotions, and inevitably when we are almost ready for something, there is a moment of fear. Fear doesn't need to hold you back. It's part of the process. Take a moment to just notice where the fear is and make space for it. Acknowledge it. And give it the exact flavor of love it needs. It will gradually disappear. And I would like you to do that now, not later. I would like you to birth your true self by allowing the fear to be there and then go. Because as long as we live on the blue planet, the waters of the oceans and all other waters will feed our hearts, and we will have waves in our hearts, which we call emotions. So it's absolutely fine to have fear, as long as it's a passing fear, like the wave rising and crashing. But you can feel that in the purity of that moment, now, there's also room for the fearlessness of you. That unique way you have to be yourself and have no fear. When things are right for you, let the fear come and go. Welcome several waves of fear, if it's what's going on, until you can be so still, so close to the earth, that you nearly merge with her, that you become one with the earth, surrendering to her warm embrace and love. Living on Earth is a truly magical experience. It's a mystical experience as well. No need to go away. No need to reach a higher state of being. The bliss is now. Your accomplishment is on planet Earth in this lifetime. As you attune with the earth more and more finely, your breath and her breath will create the most beautiful waves. No emotional waves, rhythms, rhythmical patterns. Listen, feel them in your bones, in your nervous system, in your cells, and take a rest in that amazing music of wholeness and harmony. It's not up in heavens, it's down to earth. It's not elsewhere. It's nowhere else in here where you are. And it's now, right now, this minute. Resonance comes from the earth and your connection with it in that uniquely new way. That is your specific connection with the earth. Every single one of us has got their own access. At the same time, we have that expansiveness perceive now in your being, your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual being on earth, is expanding more and more. Becoming as vast and all-encompassing as the universe. This is you as well. Yet the roots of your embodied self are in the earth, with whom you co-create, you generate, you manifest. Possibilities, expressions, your golden light, of your pure love, of yourself. No copyright, no censorship, just your pureness, wholeness, and perfection. Such is the magic of the moment we are living.